Hello, my name's John Rossbach, and I had a band called John Rossbach and Chestnut Grove, which played a lot in this listenership area. But for 28 years now, I have worked for what was originally the Winter Hawk Festival, is now called the Gray Fox Festival. It's in Oak Hill, New York, in the Catskills. Beautiful setup there. And for 27 of those years, I've been the stage manager for the main stage, plus I hire the MCs and arrange how they coordinate on the other stages. And it's a big job. Just about all the MCs have radio demographics in the area. We find that that's great because they connect with their listeners and let them know about events going on in their area. They serve the community that way, and the bluegrass community gets together. It's a big family that has a reunion every year.
You are a very busy guy. Stage manager, it can run the gamut.
We have five active stages, sometimes six active stages. We have thousands of people here and many bands. We have 40 bands here. So it takes a different approach, and there has to be a professional stage manager to keep the clock and the heartbeat of the festival and see to it that one stage doesn't get off and then cause a domino ripple effect with all the other stages and inconvenience all the artists and the listeners.
So what's your biggest headache as stage manager? What's the worst thing that could happen?
The worst thing that can happen is a band that is either late or no shows, or a lightning storm hits. There are a number of worst things, depending on your perspective at the time.
What's your best war story?
Oh, I would have to withhold the names of the guilty to tell you those war stories. But I do remember being at the very first festival that became this festival. The Berkshire Mountains Bluegrass Festival morphed into the Winter Hawk Festival, which morphed into the Gray Fox Festival. And I was there when lightning hit a fellow right in front of us on stage. They'd shut down the sound system. Lightning hit him, and then it came up and arced through on the sound system, and the banjo player standing next to me had sparks jump off the microphone and go around a circle on the metal rim on his banjo. That was the Lilly Brothers that were playing at the time. So that was a pretty interesting war story.
The man who was hit by lightning survived.
Buddy, yeah. His name is Buddy Merriam, and I didn't know until years later that it was the guy that runs a bluegrass band in Long Island. And also a French-Canadian fiddler named Simon St. Pierre, now deceased, and a young tow-haired kid, 11 years old, was playing the fiddle, and they were playing Devil's Dream in the rain since the sound system had been shut off. And that 11-year-old kid was Stuart Duncan, the now world-famous musician who's probably recorded more sessions on the fiddle than any living person in Nashville.
That's a pretty bad horror story. So what do you have ahead of you today? What's on your agenda until your shift is over?
Well, just seeing to it that the next band is on time, that their instruments are in tune, and that they know what's expected of them. And
all right, so who's ahead this afternoon?
Well, we have I Draw Slow coming next. They're from Ireland, and they'll be doing a very interesting show. Right now we have Billy Strings and Don Julian on the stage, but at 4 o'clock, the Hillbenders, who are a great band, are going to do what they call a presentation of The Who's Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. That'll be fun. That'll really be a good time. And then we have dinner, but after dinner, there's a reunion of the classic band called Hot Rise. Mm-hmm. And the departed Charles Sautel is missed but replaced by Brian Sutton, who is a wonderful player. And of course, the guys that come around and hang around in the back of their bus, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, they'll be showing up at one of the stages too.
The Roadies.
And the Sam Bush Band and the Steep Canyon Rangers and Green Sky Bluegrass. There's just all kinds of great stuff. And you know, there are five stages running simultaneously right now. So there's stuff going on, because if you want to see someone with a big stage show, you come up to the main stage. You want to see them doing a more intimate family style show or a workshop discussing, you know, their technique on the banjo or something, you go to one of the other stages.
Thanks, John.
Well, and I want to say that I really appreciate, when I've driven through the North Country and all those years playing all those gigs, I would listen to North Country Public Radio. And I even wear, in West Virginia, I wear a North Country Public Radio hat that was given to me by yours truly probably 20 years ago. And I really want to thank Barb Heller, who has been putting on String Fever for years and does an exemplary job and ain't a half bad singer and guitar player herself.